The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
8. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 2. The Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward all men. Verse 15, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Look at verse 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. The title of this morning's message is The First Noel. The First Noel. What does Noel mean? In the Latin, Noel means to be born. In the Hebrew, Noah means to be born of God. And it is the same in the Greek, to be born of God. So I go over it. In the Latin, Noah means to be born. However, in the Hebrew and the Greek, both means to be born of God. Now, this is a term signifying the holiday season around Christmas. And the word Noel means news. So apart from the other meanings I've given, additionally, Noel means the news. And this particular news talks about the angel of God that went around and visited the shepherds in the field, particularly with the good news that Christ had been born. The angels acted like the town criers or the town crier who takes his gong and beats the gong. And he beats the gong. When he beats the gong and he has an important announcement that is coming from the palace and the king wants this information to be disseminated, then the town crier goes ahead after beating the gong and tells them, Ago! And then he continues with the message that he has. So in this particular instance, the angel that came to break the news to the shepherds who were in the field was acting like a town crier. There have been various kinds of news which were broken and told amongst men. But there is a mark of distinctiveness about this particular news. This news would change the course of history in the world. This news will bring salvation to humanity. This news will release the grace of God to reach as far as God would allow it to go. This news will cultivate a new breed of people who will be called the redeemed of the Lord. And they will be bought by the blood and saved and prepared so that Christ will come for them again. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So when we talk about the first Noel, then we are talking about the first breaking of the news that the Son of God has been born. By the Son of God, I'm referring to the Messiah, and I'm referring to the divine King of Israel. So the first Noel refers to the first announcement about the birth of Christ, which marks the salvation of the world, that somebody who in times past in history was announced to come has appeared. And when he was born, it seemed like the shepherds in the field were not aware. So God was finding a way so that the message would reach as many as possible that the Savior has been born. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? So let's look at some of the stages that this message went through. Number one is the appearance. The appearance. What appearance was that? It was the appearance of the angel that came to the shepherds in the field who were watching their flocks by night. This is not the first occasion in the Bible where there has been such an angelic appearance to Abraham. When he was waiting for a child, there was an angelic appearance, and he prepared some meal for the angels, and the angels stretched forth their rod, and the meal was consumed, and it marked acceptance by God. And then the prophetic word came that Sarah shall conceive and bear a son, to emphasize the 25-year-old prophetic word that had been declared to Abraham already. And I want you to know that after that angelic appearance, Sarah took seed and Isaac was born. Today I declare there shall be an angelic appearance to you, even the angel of God. To Samson's parents, at a point in time, they were just there, and all they realized was that an angel appeared to them and told them that, you know, Samson's mother would conceive of a child, and that the child to be born, no razor shall shave his head, and that he will not take alcohol, and he will be dedicated to the things of God, and he shall be the deliverer of his people. Look at Gideon's time. You would notice that a group of people called the Midianites will come from afar. They will wait after Israel had planted their crops, cultivated the land, and the crops were mature. Just when Israel was about to have a major harvest, these group of persons, the Amalekites, will come from afar. Sorry, the Midianites. the Midianites. They will come from afar and come and plunder the goods of Israel, eat as much as they could, and after that, they will carry the rest of them away. It was in the midst of such distress, it was in the midst of such difficulties, challenges, oppression by the Midianites, that the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon while he was, you know, by the threshing floor. He was trying to get some things ground so that he could go and use them. And the angel said, "Thou mighty man of valor, are you not aware that you are the one that God has chosen? So you bring deliverance to your people. And today I'm telling you and speaking to your spirit that you are not a child. You are not a small girl. You are not a small boy. You are a great and mighty man and woman of God." Let your spirit respond amen to the word of God. You are the one through whom God will bring deliverance to your family. Let me hear you. You are the one through whom God will bring salvation to your family. So get ready, because after the word of God, the anointing of God is coming upon your life. And the grace of God is going to overshadow you. And the presence of God will fill you and will energize you. And God is going to use you like Gideon to defeat the Midianites and bring them down completely. If you believe that word is yours, can you put your hands together and shout a big amen, somebody? So there have been angelic visitations in the Bible before these shepherds in the field at the time of Christ received that message. The Bible says when the angel appeared, verse 9 of Luke chapter 2, the angel of the Lord came around them and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord began to shine around them. And today I'm telling you, there's a certain glory that must come down. Oh, if you believe that, your amen will be better. There's a glory that has been stored before time came into being. A glory that must be released at a certain time on your behalf to perform the works of God and to bring to pass the miracles of God. And today I declare that glory is falling upon your life. Whatever has happened in time past for which this glory has missed you, or you have missed the glory, or has eluded you, or has gone past you, today I declare in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. I declare in the name of Jesus, your glory is coming. Your glory is arrived. Your glory is appearing. Your glory is manifesting. When glory appears, it brings perfection to anything that was common. Anything that was destroyed, anything that was common, anything that was shattered, anything that was scattered, when glory of God arrives, it puts the things together. Oh, come on, let me hear an amen. And I'm declaring to you that just as the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds and the glory of the Lord shone around them, today I prophesy, may this glory shine and shine and shine and shine and never disappear in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, where there is glory, there can be no shame. Where there is glory, there can be no disgrace. Whatever disgrace was plotted in the realms of the supernatural, we cancel it. We abort it. We destroy it from your life. And we declare your family is covered by the blood. We declare you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And only glory shall be seen in your life. whatever you start by the grace of God will end up in His glory. There may be challenges, there may be setbacks, there may be difficulties, but God will let it end up in His glory. Receive your glory right now. Put your hands together and shout the biggest amen you have ever imagined. Oh, there's a coming glory. The glory of God is coming down. It's shone around them. May this glory shine. It may it shine about your siblings. May it shine about your brothers and sisters. May it shine about your children. May it shine about your spouse. And may it shine in your business and investment. Let me hear a wilder amen to God's glory. Oh, I didn't hear an amen from somebody. So we are saying that the first point is that the angel appeared. It appeared to the shepherds while they were in the field watching over their flock by night. And in verse 9 of Luke chapter 2, we have just established that the angel of the Lord came to them and the glory of the Lord began to shine around them. Have you forgotten that the Bible says Zechariah was a man who honored God and served God faithfully, and he was old and well stricken in age? Zechariah took temple responsibilities because the priest had a roster, and each period they were assigned responsibilities to undertake, and Zechariah's turn was to serve in a period. And while Zechariah was going about his normal duties in the temple, an angel of the Lord appeared. You may be buying charcoal. May the angel of the Lord appear to you. You may be gathering wood for fire. May the angel of the Lord appear. You may be buying tomatoes from the market. May God reveal Himself to you. In other words, I'm saying wherever you are and what God wants to do, may He do it. May nothing hold it back. May nothing hinder it. And may God bless you. Shout amen. Shout amen. So the angel appeared and said, Zechariah, your prayers have been heard. Tell the next person your prayers have been heard. Tell somebody. I mean, the man had been waiting, and the man was old. I'm sure he was about 70, 80 years old, and nothing had happened to him. And he had been praying, and I'm sure that sometimes as men, we get to a place where we think the prayers have not been heard. But by Zechariah's example, the Bible says your prayers have been heard. If you know your prayers have been heard, then shout to glorify God as if you really know your prayers have been heard. Your prayers about the accommodation has been heard. Your prayers about the new job has been heard. Your prayers about further studies has been heard. Your prayers about business prosperity has been heard. Even about your healing, your health, and your prosperity. Shout amen. Your prayers have been heard. I say your prayers have been heard. Once you prayed the word of God, believing and waiting in patience, your prayers have been heard. And it shan't be long when it will be answered. And the angel says, Zechariah, your wife will conceive of a child. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. And then Zechariah began to doubt. First, he believed. Because if he didn't believe, he would not be praying. Then when the angel spoke about the message, he began to doubt. He said, look at my age. Look at my wife's age. Look at the circumstances we are in. How is it possible that we shall have a child? Then the angel said, okay, this shall be the sign. You will not be able to speak until the day the baby is delivered. But the baby shall be called John. And everybody was waiting for Zechariah to come out. When he came out, he couldn't speak. Then they realized an angel had visited him. I don't know how they discerned, because they knew Zechariah was an upright and pure man. And for him to have gone in with the power of speech and come out deprived of the power of speech, they knew something supernatural had happened, and that it could not be the devil that had overtaken him. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So that Zechariah waited, and the child was born. And after the child's birth, they said, Zechariah, what name shall we give to him? Notice they didn't ask the grandfather. They asked Zechariah, if you are the father, name your child. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Oh, let me put your hands together. If you are the father, name your child. The man could not speak. Yet they said, what name shall we give to him? And I'm sure they gave him a scroll, and he wrote John. And after he wrote John, his power of speech was restored miraculously. The glory of the Lord came back to him. I say, receive your glory today in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two was the message. Number one was the appearance of the angel. Number two, the message. What is the message? And what was the message? He said, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all men. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all men. This morning, I haven't brought you bad tidings, and I haven't brought you evil report, and I'm not bringing you a horrible news, but I'm bringing you what the Bible calls the good news. Oh, say amen. Apostle Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. There are other gospels about other people. There are gospels about Kweku Anansi, but this gospel is about Christ. And once Christ is the underlying factor, it becomes the power of God that takes you out of trouble, that rescues you, that delivers you, and that puts you on top. Somebody say amen to that. The gospel is the good news. In other words, when people are down, you tell them, God says, I will lift you up. When people are fearful, you tell them, fear not, for God is with you. In other words, when people are depressed, you tell them, don't be depressed, God is your hope and your future. So lift up your eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh your help? Your help is coming from the Lord. So there is a good news. Can I hear an amen? And for each of us listening to this message, I declare there is a good news coming to you. I don't know how you're going to receive the news, whether it's by a text message, whether it's by a phone call, whether it's by somebody being sent to your house, or whether it is you visiting an office or wherever to hear the good news. There is a good news for you. Any news that is an evil news, we cancel it. We strike it out of your life. Any news that will bring you pain and hurt, we forbid it. Any news that will bring you sorrow and weeping and gnashing of teeth, we rebuke it and declare that it shall not manifest in your life. But we release this grace of God that brings good news. Good news, good news, good news, good news in the city, and good news in the village. Good news in the office, and good news at home. Good news about your children, and good news about your spouse. Can I hear a solid amen? good news about your financial situation, and good news in all the way. We declare that God establishes in your life that news that will spur you to action, that will motivate you, and that will transform your life, because good news is about to happen. We don't know where it's going to come from, but we know heaven will drop it. Oh, you didn't hear what I just said. I said we don't know where it will come from, but heaven will just release it and direct it into our lives, because there's coming a good news. Shout amen. Put your hands together, somebody. I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all men. The all men you are included. The all men you are included. I bring you tidings of partial joy. No. I bring you tidings of half joy. I bring you tidings of three quarters joy. And listen to this. I bring you tidings of joy. No. He says, I bring you tidings of what? Great joy. Argentina won the World Cup many, many, many years before this year. Or was it last year? Last year. And they were looking forward to winning the cup until the grand finale of that World Cup match was played and the final whistle went, and they realized that now Messi was going to be added to the greatest icons in the world. The kind of joy that characterized the Argentinian team and supporters was unimaginable. Now, if you think the Argentinian joy about winning the World Cup was big joy, my Bible says that this news will bring you great joy. I remember a family where a lady had sojourned into another country, and this lady had lived there for 19 years and returned to Ghana unannounced. The day she knocked at the door of the family house and they saw her and recognized her and knew she was the one, the kind of screaming that the first person did brought out every other person in the house. And there was jumping and screaming. It didn't make sense, because it was for them, it was a big piece of news that they should see their sister alive, having been transformed and looking well, and having given them a visit that was unannounced. You think that is big? Wait till I open the Bible again. Oh, I didn't hear. you people, you haven't started clapping today. You haven't started clapping. You haven't started rejoicing. Joy and sorrow cannot inhabit the same place. Either sorrow will swallow joy, or joy will swallow sorrow. Joy and depression cannot cohabit the same place. Either depression will mop up joy, or joy will wipe out depression. So what you allow is what plays in your life. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. What you allow is what plays in your life. When you wake up, your mind must be made up that there's a gift of joy from God already. that gift is inside you. You must give it opportunity to express itself. And you're going to allow it to express itself, that nothing contrary will have the power to show itself. Oh, I thought you'd be expressing yourself. Oh, come on, put your hands together. Put your hand. Whether your boss likes you or not is beside the issue. Whether your siblings hate you or not is beside the issue. Whether business is fine or not is beside the issue. That is why Habakkuk said that the fig tree may not blossom and there will be no meat in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk is saying all these things are lying in wait to show themselves up and to make me feel hurt, disappointed, depressed, and cast down. But I have made a quality decision that only joy will be allowed to operate. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. This year cannot end with you in depression, because it is not permitted to you. The fact that you are alive and you have a brain to think and to make assessment of things means you are alive. And it means that God has been gracious to you, and that what you lost yesterday, you can have it back today, only if you would trust Him. Can I hear an amen from somebody? So it must be a quality decision you have made in your mind, that I will walk in the joy of the Lord. To have accusations brought against you in Ephesus for what you have not done is terrible. To be taken before the crooked magistrates who will rule not in your favor and cast you into prison can be terrible. To have your feet and hands fasting in stocks and in chains and kept in cold dungeons is terrible. It is enough to like affect your mood. But Paul and Silas realized something was happening around them. They said, first of all, let's rise above it through prayer. Let's rise above that heap of depression and disappointment and frustration and pain. Let's rise above it through prayer. And after they rose above it through prayer, they decided to praise God. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Come on, you can also be praising God. Grandma, thank you for praising God. Thank you for praising God. They decided to praise God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Church, you may have a calamity. It will take you some hours, a day or two, but your joy must be intact. Okay, let me hear an amen. In a sacrifice of a clap and a shout like this, what God is looking for is your joy in the thing. He looks for it. Because that's the material with which He wants to work. So, the Bible says that the news of the coming of the Messiah was good news already. Oh. Did you hear that person say in the Bible, I rejoice at thy word as one who has found great spoil? He's saying that I rejoice at your word as if I've been in a war and we have defeated the enemies, and the enemies have silver, gold, they have trinkets, they have horses, they have chariots, and we are collecting all those things for ourselves. That's what the psalmist said. I don't know what you are seeing before your eyes. I don't know how much of wealth and blessings and favor and health and energy and open doors you are seeing before the Lord. If you are seeing like the psalmist, you will rejoice right now. You will celebrate. Oh, come on, keep rejoicing. If at Christmas time, what you have in your house is leftover pamno soup, it is as good as today's chicken fried. I didn't hear an amen. If in your house you have leftover Kobe and egg stew, oh, come on. You are not clapping because it is as good as anything. You are, if you don't have the chicken today, you are deferring the consumption of the chicken to tomorrow. Reverend Hyde, I'm not saying, you're just deferring the thing. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. You must not chinchining celebrate your birthday on 4th May and have a fetish about it, even though circumstances will not permit you at that time. You can defer it and plan properly and celebrate the day and keep your joy. As for your joy, you must always keep it. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. I didn't hear a solid amen. Somebody says, I'm going to send you some items so you can use for Christmas. But the things didn't arrive in Christmas, before Christmas. And they arrived late January. When they come, use them. Because they have arrived. I didn't hear an amen. Oh, some of you don't agree with me, but God says he will bless you with a brand new car. And maybe the car doesn't come. I'm speaking hypothetically. And the car doesn't come from age 40. But the car comes at 55. Wouldn't you rejoice about it? Wouldn't you drive it? Wouldn't you use it? Wouldn't you be joyful about it? Be joyful now. Let God see your joy. I see the church is going into celebration. There is celebration galore. There is a celebration party. It is a supernatural celebration which will manifest in the natural. Oh, somebody shout amen. Don't stop shouting amen. Oh, don't stop shouting amen. Because the Bible said, therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. It means yesterday may not have been good in the market, but the redeemed of the Lord shall return. It means that relationship may not have worked the other day, but the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Oh, I say you will return. Financially, you will return. I say you will return. In your international trips, you will return. You will return. So the Redeemer of the Lord shall return. Shall and come with singing unto Zion. Will not come with dirges and sorrowful songs, but will come to Zion with singing. While they are singing, they will notice everlasting joy. Joy that cannot be cut short. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Shall be upon their heads. And notice it. Assuming there's a point of transition, you are alive. and the point of transition takes you to heaven. You are joyful here, and when you cross the line, you have even bigger joy in heaven. So that is everlasting joy. It's, oh, come on, I see it upon your head. Everlasting joy is resting upon your head. Then it says, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and mourning shall flee from them. Apart from you returning, coming in with singing, and having everlasting joy upon your head, you are going to have joy and gladness. It is in your walking in joy that God multiplies your joy. If you walk in sorrow, sorrow will multiply itself. If you walk in depression, depression will multiply itself, because depression attracts depression. So it is in your walking in joy that attracts multiple joy, and that will bring you joy and gladness. Oh, shout amen. Oh, shout amen, shout amen. Church, we have something, but sometimes we underutilize it. Sometimes we don't make good use of it. For us, as long as the answer has not come, we get so disturbed to such an extent that things worry us. A little gossip is meant to help you pray so that God meets your need. Because God doesn't like his people to be mocked at. So when somebody is mocking at you, God doesn't like it. So when you call upon him, he will hear you and change your circumstances so that he will put to silence those who were mocking you. In fact, you will not prosper ordinarily, but you prosper extra, extra. They will need your support. They will need your help. They will need that you put in a word for them. They will need that you transfer some money to them. But it will be difficult for them to come because they spoke against you. So take your time. Let them laugh today. You'll be laughing tomorrow. I didn't hear an amen. So I bring you tidings of great joy. We have been praising God since the service began. Can I ask you to demonstrate what the scripture has said? That because of the news of the birth of Jesus Christ, you have great joy. Demonstrate to your God. Come on, demonstrate to your God. Demonstrate your great joy. Demonstrate your great joy. Demonstrate your great joy to the Lord. Demonstrate it. Tell God you are grateful for what he has done. Tell God you are pleased with what he has done. Tell God that you remember the interventions that he has done in your life. Tell God you know he's working behind the scenes and pulling the apron strings to favor you. Tell God you know that it's never late, but he's always right on time. Tell God you are on his mind because he hasn't forgotten you, and he will come in swiftly and make your matter sweet again. Tell God that your captivity is being turned and you will not be the same again. Your life will be of a better quality emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, in the name of Jesus. Physically, every miracle you don't have today, I prophesy by the power of God. May the answer appear. I command it to appear. I command the answers and solution to manifest in Jesus' name. I bring you tidings of not ordinary joy. The Bible says, while the angel was telling the news to the shepherds, the angel later joined the other angels in heaven, and there was such rejoicing in heaven. Can I suggest something to you? If heaven is rejoicing, why are you not rejoicing? Oh. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If heaven is rejoicing, the earth must rejoice. If heaven is celebrating, the earth must celebrate. Celebrate your God like there is no other. We're going to do a prophetic clap and shout that exactly a year from now today, exactly a year from now today, may your answer appear like Christ was born. I mean, between now and next year, the same day today, may your answer appear. May the angels announce it. And may there be celebration and rejoicing in heaven. Can I hear you say the loudest amen, somebody? Oh, it's a prophetic shout. So you can't stop now. It's a prophetic shout. Ayenderebe siya kataya. Ayelerebe kia staya. Amwanga taya taya. Yama mandiri bikaya. For some of you, next year by this time, your children will even be in the university. Some will be graduating. International doors may have opened. Oh, for some of you, next year by this time. Oh, can I hear an amen? Oh, let me hear an amen. Oh, something is changing. Something is changing. Your business is having re-injection of capital. Your clientele are increasing. Your goods will be bought by a wider number of people by the power of God. Your home will be more pleasant. If there were no children in the home, I declare we hear the voice of children laughing and crying and children making you happy. Let the power of God that worketh miracles, let it work it out. Heaven is rejoicing. We cannot but also rejoice. We celebrate. Mayonderebekia. Ayelelelelelele. Sorrow and sighing shall flee from you. May sorrow and depression leave your life now by the power of God. Oh, you are not shouting. You are not shouting. You are not clapping. Yama mandiri bisaya. Ayele rebekaya. Shabia stele rebekia. I'm saying, may your rejoicing, your clapping, your shouts today, your jumping and leaping and praising God attract the greatest miracle that you are waiting for. Come and put your hands together. Aye me me ti ataya, aye baba tu ataya bras takata. Aye nerebesia, aye nerebesia. Sholobia tatata tuataya. Ayibia tuataya brestele rebekea. Oh, miangataya. Ayelelelestaya tatatata. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. During the time of COVID, early part, if they say somebody had COVID, people pass far away because we were scared it was infectious. There is a joy here. It is very infectious. So go around and give 20 people a high five, because this joy must be multiplied. So move out of your seat and go around and give 20 people a high five. Tell them, receive great joy and multiply joy from the presence of God. Receive great joy and multiply joy from the presence of God. Receive great joy and multiply joy from the presence of God. Receive great joy and multiply joy from the presence of God. Receive great joy and multiply joy from the presence of God. When the testimony of Brother A comes, the testimony of Sister B follows. When Brother C receives the breakthrough, Sister D will receive the miracle. And things will be happening in the house of God. There will be no time to rest, because everybody will be celebrating, will be looking back with excitement about what God is doing and what God can do. Can you shout amen, a big amen? Something is changing. The Lord is telling me something is changing. Something is changing your life for the better, not for the worse. Something is changing for the better. A prayer is being answered. Oh, breakthroughs are happening. God is establishing his counsel and his will in your life. I don't feel like continuing the message. Oh, I like your oh. What is Ajimi? Oh, I didn't hear an ear. Look, I will put the microphone down, and the clapping, I will clap. I will even remove my watch. The shout, I will shout. You will not think that I'm shouting at my age. My year is Sakataya. A year by. Yibatia tatuatataya. A year. Ibaya tuatata, yambreka tuatata, yabraka taya, ayiba taya, breke besaya. Brakapa.
Yeah, katika pa. Hey, kodisu.
Oh, masakata. Can I tell you something?
No.
Your jollof rice and chicken will be nicer because you are shouting. are you hearing one? Your fufu and goat meat stew, goat meat or soup shall be nicer. Your turkey shall be nicer. God is going to bless little and make it much.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to shout for open doors. I sense it. Great opportunities. Major contracts. People will come and say, I have these goods. They sell fast. You can pick it the way you like. Sell it and bring it. And you won't incur any debts. You will faithfully return it and make good monies out of it. Let me hear you shout for the open door.
Yeah.
Where is the Ebenezer A expert? Call me the Ebenezer A expert. We may not play keyboards, we may not play drums, we may not play bass guitar or lead guitar, but there is something about the shout of God. Are you ready to? Anybody who is not shouting, you are delaying your own miracle, you are delaying your own blessing. Let the breakthrough materialize, let the blessing appear. Oh, Masunda Rabashaya, Ayelere Mekias Taya.